Now it's time for Gold News Daily with Richard, Curtis, and David from Swiss America's Tangible Asset Team.
Gold News Daily, Dave Bradshaw reporting. Friday, gold prices ended the week above $950 an ounce as the dollar fell and stocks closed mixed. Gold last traded up $3.20 to $951.20. Silver rose 17 cents to $13.87. Commodities are in bullish mode. We're seeing more money flow into commodities, and we're seeing the gradual erosion of the dollar. We'll see commodities rally 10 to 12% by year-end, said William O'Neill, Logic Advisor Partner to Bloomberg. The subject of health care reform is so large, Dave Fisher needs another day to explain it.
Thanks, Dave. I could go on for weeks about this, but before we do that, let's just take a moment and talk about the top news today. Last night, mourners said their final goodbye to Walter Cronkite, longtime CBS News anchor who died last week. As they said their farewells, some who made a living speaking to the camera found themselves barely able to speak. God bless you, Walter Cronkite. Yesterday, the U.S. Census Bureau reported the federal spending soared by 9.2% last year, the largest annual increase in at least 15 years. Half of the spending was attributed to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. The report is the latest reminder of the nation's rapidly rising spending, and the totals are likely to increase this year because of the federal stimulus and other expenditures. The amount of spending has become a political and fiscal issue as the Obama administration attempts to pull the nation out of an economic nosedive and is pushing for a national health care program which could top $1 trillion. David Williams, vice president of the Citizens Against Government Waste, a watchdog policy group, said, quote, "It's not free money by any means," end quote. Chuck Konigsberg, chief budget counsel for Concord Coalition, a nonpartisan group focused on federal budgeting, said, quote, "The national debt and the continued rise in health care expenses are especially alarming. And I think people don't realize how bad the situation is. It is really the worst it has ever been," end quote. The spending growth is likely to accelerate because next year the census figures will include the stimulus spending. The government has broken the record for annual budget deficits four times since 2003, including the latest estimate of $1.84 trillion this year alone. Williams went on to say, quote, "I think we've lost a lot of perspective on the money," end quote. Many of you said to me, why isn't President Obama and our leaders listening? I think the answer is quite simple. They don't care to listen. This is the agenda and the road they are on. Get a wealth of knowledge, I say, to protect yourself from what is getting ready to happen. Call me today for your free report for the solution on all this at 888-867-8978, extension 1510. That's 888-867-8978, extension 1510. Until next week, this is David Fisher with Gold News Daily. And remember, you cannot stop the train wreck, but you can hop off the train.